You're listening to the Isoka Journal podcast. In this edition, we're speaking with Tony Wang, author of the Isoka Journal Volume 4 article titled Benefits and the Security Risk of Software-Defined Networking. In this article, he discusses the value software-defined networking provides as well as the security risk associated with it. So Tony, what is software-defined networking, or SDN?
It's a software-based approach. What it does, in a nutshell, is separate the data and actually some network forwarding functions in a way so it uses a centralized controller to simplify how you actually execute network policies. That, in a nutshell, is what SDN is about.
How does virtualization expand network efficiency?
Virtualization kind of automate that management side, the network management side. So it kind of reduce, when you automate things, it reduce human errors, and obviously as a result, expand efficiency. And because SDN is software based, it actually increase more flexibility because it's more programmable.
Why is the flexibility associated with SDN so useful?
Well, because as I mentioned, one of the beauty about SDN architecture is it has this centralized controller, which it actually manage the intelligence and it actually monitor the network behavior in a real-time fashion. That flexibility of separating the data flow and the forwarding function compared to the traditional network architecture make it so simple, so flexible for SDN.
What makes SDN cost effective?
When you depend on software-based architecture, it kind of automate a lot of processes, how you're managing network devices and traffic. So it eliminates those manual configuration effort for administrators to manage hardware. And that by itself eliminates a lot of manpower or labor hours that an administrator needs to spend. That make it SDN architecture so cost effective.
What are some of the security concerns associated with SDN?
That's a great question. As I mentioned, one of the big benefits is you have this centralized SDN controller. That become actually a double-edged sword because the flexibility and the cost effective. On the flip side, since you have a centralized SDN controller, that become your big security concern. Because if somebody can compromise the controller, it has a great impact to compromise or likely to compromise your entire network infrastructure. So that's one of the big security concern regarding to the SDN architecture. And obviously, there are also some traditional security concerns. It does apply to SDN architecture as well, such as if you have a weak encryptions and denial of service attack, things like that.
Going off of that, how can a denial of service attack be prevented?
To answer that question, let me jump back, because the traditional denial of service attack, if you apply to the SDN architecture, it happens at data plane. It's usually, potentially, you can have a malicious individual send a bunch of information, flood your network devices. When I say a bunch of information, technically you can call that large payloads, which obviously, when you have a lot of information dumped to those devices, it kind of exceeds their capability to handle all those network packages, which it causes delay. Sometimes it also causes you drop network package. So that's the denial of service attack we're talking about. There's nothing new. That's pretty common. Now, one proactive way to really prevent that DOS attack at the data plane layer is to use the root caching. And also, you can increase the what we call the network device, such as switches, buffering capability. That way, it can handle more load to prevent DOS attack.
How can man-in-the-middle attacks be prevented?
I would say definitely encryption. That should be the most effective way. Because when you're sending the network or sending the messages between the control layer and the data plane layer, when you encrypt such a message, it is hard for people to infiltrate with the correct digital signature, so that way you can actually prevent the man in the middle attack. So again, the encryption is the best way.
And as technology advances and evolves, what do you see the role of software being?
I am wholeheartedly and passionate about the future is software. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of technology was actually not new. They've been around for a while. SDN is not really a fresh new concept, but with today's, you know, technology explosion such as a mobile virtualization, you know, cloud services, I think it's a perfect timing for the networking industry to change. You hear terms, people talking about disruptive services, you know, such as how, you know, like how iPhone did it to traditional cell company. I don't know if you remember Nokia, they were the most dominant player. And look what happened to them when iPhone came out. How Netflix did it to Blockbuster. And also, I'm really a firm believer of the open standard-based and the vendor-neutral approach. Like I mentioned to the SDN, one of the biggest benefits, it's not vendor-based, it's an open source. So it'll bring much more benefit and also lower the cost to the industry.
Thanks, Tony. And that's all we have time for in this edition of the podcast. But be sure to read Tony's Isoca Journal Volume 4 article titled Benefits and the Security Risk of Software-Defined Networking.